Well, hello guys, it's another Friday night here in the UK, and I've got my hand round a cold one, and my other hand round a beer. Now I've got a couple of news items to talk about, and here's the first one. Now here's a femme. She was 39 years old, but unfortunately she's died. She's basically starved herself to death. She was a vegan, but she ate mostly all fruit. And apparently she was doing it for many years, so God knows how much damage she'd done to her organs, as well as everything else. But this is how delusional femmes can be. A human body isn't supposed to survive just on fruit. But you see, why do femmes, and there's a lot of femmes, become vegans? Because if they go to a function or anything, and there's food there or something, she can proclaim she's a vegan. And that make her stand out more, or get more attention. But most femmes don't fully understand being a vegan. And I've never seen a vegan that actually looks very healthy. They look generally pasty and weak. And generally it's always the femme vegans that have to shame everybody else for eating meat or something. They can't just be vegans and be quiet and carry on. No, no. It's just another way of getting more and more attention. But the worst thing about these femmes, especially the one that has died, is not only do they do these stupid things like that, but they put themselves on TikTok and loads of other platforms on social media and promote it. And it's like these overweight femmes as well. They promote it on TikTok also. And of course, as you can see with this TikToker or this person that put it on for veganism, didn't turn out too well. Now, as I said before, femmes don't police femmes. So femmes should have got together and tried to help this one. But they didn't, I guess. Her mother knew she was in a bad place, but couldn't do anything about it. And of course, generally it would be men who would say the common sense and use logic, but they're not allowed to say anything to femmes or criticize them in any way, because that's mansplaining, you know. Chargeable offense in some countries. And here's another picture of the femme, and this must have been close to when she probably died, because she looks absolutely terrible here. Somebody should have intervened. You know, like one of those interventions things. And I wonder how many young femmes are actually on a fruit diet right now because of it. As you know, femmes are monkey see, monkey do. Well, at least they know what the results will probably be. And although some of these crazy diets these femmes do may not kill them, it certainly could damage their internal organs forever. Anyway, moving on to the next news item. And here's a nice dog. Well, a police dog this is. Or it was. The police had to shoot it. Apparently it attacked its handler instead of the guy that was running away. It grabbed the handler's leg and started biting it. Of course, it may make it a bit clearer that the handler was a femme. And I'm sorry, but through all my life, I've never seen femmes control dogs very well. If I see a femme walking along with a rather large dog, I give them a wide berth. Because the dogs don't seem to listen to femmes. And if a big dog wanted to go, femmes generally couldn't stop it. I haven't read the whole story about this one, but it seems to me that the femme handler wasn't a very good one. Or maybe the dog was male and it went MGTOW on her. As usual, I'll put the links to the news items below. Of course, this story reminds me of that femme dog walker who was supposed to be a professional who took about 7 dogs for a walk and they attacked and killed her. Now, I know it's hard to keep a positive attitude, guys, with all this anti-male rhetoric everywhere and masculinity is toxic. Meanwhile, the femmes are causing chaos and drama and failing all over the place. But we're not supposed to notice that. It's kind of confusing to actually who is really the toxic one. You take it easy, fellas.